All right, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2018-3, Fox Haven 2, Phase 1, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for Fox Haven 2. This subdivision plan is for Phase 1, which is for 47 single-family lots out of a total of 95 approved lots. The Fox Haven 2 subdivision is located off Johnson Road and can be accessed by a connection and continuation of Fox Tail Road at the southern end of Fox Haven subdivision. Tax parcel is 533-11.00-48.00, parcel 45.01, and parcel 518.00. Zoning is GR, general residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, abstain.
Okay, we have Ms. McGinnis abstain. We have someone else.
I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan for 2018-3 Fox Haven 2, Phase 1.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-3 Fox Haven 2, Phase 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan number 19-6, Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Incorporated, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Incorporated facilities, including an office, caretaker's house, and stables. Conditional use 2103 was approved on November 7, 2017 for the commercial operation of a therapeutic horseback riding. A variance was granted on October 15, 2018 for the required 200-foot from property lines for an existing horse stable. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel 235-26.00-17.14. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final site plan for S19-06, Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Incorporated.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Canal Point MRRPC revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the Canal Point residential planned community to provide two dumpster enclosures within the existing parking areas and place a pole shed within the existing amenity area to enable storage of pool equipment. The revisions to the site plan would result in the reduction of the approved 487 car parking spaces to a total of 447 parking spaces. The number of one of the dumpster enclosures would be located within the 40-foot front yard setback to Hebron Road. The dumpster enclosures would include a 7-foot high solid fence. The revised site plan complies with the zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. A formal ballot was held by the Condominium Association during the week of October 15th of last year, and a letter has been submitted with the revised site plan stating that 66.8% of residents have approved the proposed dumpster enclosure and the beautification project. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Planned Community, and the tax parcel is District 3 34, map 13, parcel 334.00. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Since they did a vote on this, does anybody have any discussion on it otherwise? Okay.
Thank you.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised site plan for Canal Point MRRPC.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Canal Point MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 17-35, Coastal Station Phase 2, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a four-story, 71,421 square foot hotel and a 165,800 square foot mixed-use building containing retail and 63 condo units. This is phase two of an existing large-scale use that contains a gas station and convenience store, restaurant, and retail space located at the southeast corner of the intersection of Coastal Highway and Holland Glade Road. Interconnectivity is not shown because the neighboring parcel is the town of Rehoboth Water Tower. Connecting to this parcel is not feasible because public access to the water tower is not encouraged and would not benefit either property. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel 334-13.00-325.08. Zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and CR1, Commercial Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Coastal Station Phase 2 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next
Mr.
item.
Chairman, just real quick for the record, who seconded that one?
Keller.
I think okay. Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Yep. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah.
Our next item is site plan number 19-07, Fenwick Light preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for 18 condominium units with amenities and parking on a 2.03-acre parcel located off Lighthouse Road. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcel 134-23.00-3.02. Zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Fenwick Light as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Thompson, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create two lots measuring 1.688 acres plus or minus, with a residual lot measuring 1.686 acres plus or minus, located off Heritage Road. There is an existing dwelling that will remain on the residual lands. The tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 21, Parcel 4.06. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Thompson with the final to be decided by staff once all agency approvals are in.
Second.
That's moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Thompson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Savage, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision over an existing driveway to create one new lot for the applicant's daughter. The existing dwelling was built in 1914. The proposed access will be 37 feet in width over an existing driveway. The County Council adopted Ordinance 2629 on February 5th, 2009 that allows a private thoroughfare to be less than 50 feet. The conceptual plan, if approved, will be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Department for compliance with the Zoning Code prior to any final approvals. The tax parcel is District 235. Map 14.11, parcel 49.00, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have a question. Why are we, what are we going to be looking at for compliance with the zoning code?
Well, they didn't do an official survey. It looks like they gave us an aerial and kind of overlaid that. So they'll eventually get us a survey so we can double check that everything works.
Because these are generally, these two lot, three lot ones are just approved by concept anyway. Sometimes we get the survey, but.
Sometimes we get something hand drawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They still have to comply with it through staff and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, none of it made sense to me until it said it was for the daughter. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision over existing driveway for Lands of Savage. What do I have to say?
That's all you gotta say?
Final subject to staff.
Final subject to staff.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Lands of Savage minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with the final approval to be subject to the staff's review of the submission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Langford minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create two lots. Lot A measuring 0.9188 acres plus or minus, and Lot B measuring 3.5790 acres plus or minus, with a residual lot measuring 1.1296 acres plus or minus, located off Mount Pleasant Road. There is an existing dwelling that will remain on the residual lands. The tax parcel ID is District 432, Map 6, Parcel 8.06. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision Lands of Langford with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for land of Langford with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to review of the submission. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda, referring back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-28, Ocean Meadows.
Would it be improper to ask that we call Tidewater just to see if they've got anything going on?
I think a better way to handle that would be to look at the conditions and, you know, make it so obviously they have to have sewer service available. Because that's not really like a land use issue, you know. I thought about that. I'd like to look at the, because it sounds like it was an issue that came up on the first application. I'd like a chance to go back and look at those minutes of approval too. But I think it's something we could deal with in the conditions.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right. Any other thoughts on this?
No, I was curious about that too with the sewer.
Okay. All right, then I make a motion that we defer for further consideration.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-28, Ocean Meadows. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is, this public hearing was subdivision 2018-30, Janet R. Swain.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-30, Janet R. Swain, I move we grant preliminary approval.
That could be preliminary and final.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the way you wrote it too. Preliminary and final. I actually got revert anyway. Okay, let's keep moving here. Preliminary and final for Janet R. Swain, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a three-lot subdivision with frontage on Susquehanna Avenue and Sherman Avenue. Two of the three lots have existing homes on them. There's a septic feasibility letter for lot number three. Three, the lots comply with all of the requirements of the subdivision code. Four, the subdivision will not adversely affect area roadways or nearby properties. Five, given the small size of the subdivision, a waiver from the vegetative buffer requirement is appropriate. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Seven, a waiver from the topography requirements for the site plan is appropriate given the small size of the subdivision and because there are two existing homes on the proposed lots. Eight, because all of the agency approvals have been received, it is appropriate to grant both preliminary and final site plan approval for this application. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-30, Janet R. Swain, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2160, Priscino Wells and Woodland LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2160 for Priscino Wells and Woodland PA for professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is similar in character to many other offices in this area of Savannah Road, as we saw by extensive photos. It is in character with the long history of development of medical and professional office space along Savannah Road. Two, the use of, as a professional office in this location will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of present and future residents of Sussex County by providing such a use in a convenient location. Three, the applicant intends to utilize the existing structure on the property as a law office. This is consistent with our business and professional uses along Savannah Road. Four, the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the use is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. This use is appropriate in that area according to the plan. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to professional offices only. B, as stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the existing structure that will be renovated by the applicant while maintaining its residential appearance from Savannah Road. Yeah. C, the hours of operation will be between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with weekend hours by appointment only. D, any dumpsters shall be located to the rear of the property and screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning entrance traffic and roadway improvements. F, all exterior lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, as stated by the applicant, the existing fence shall be maintained around the site. H, with the exception of the required handicap spaces, all parking shall be located in the rear of the property behind the office. The parking area shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. I, one lighted sign will be permitted on the property. The sign shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2160, Persino Wells and Woodland LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next public hearing was conditional use number 2161, Howard Weston Development Company LLC.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2161, Howard Weston Development Company LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1872, T.S. Smith and Sons Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1872, T.S. Smith and Sons Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything to add for the good of the order?
Can I ask one thing just to refer back to change zone number 1872? It's somewhat out of order, but there was a question in the record about whether there was a clean hands ordinance issue, but you all wouldn't have accepted it if there was.
Typically, the clean hands ordinance is regarding taxes and fees that are outstanding, not typically violations, because if there's a violation, typically it's a use and they come back through with the conditional use, and we have not been able to verify that there actually is a violation. The email was received today.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I forgot to clear that up when we were going through it.
Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
What time do we have?
We stand adjourned in peace and harmony.